We are pleased to be joined this morning by the head coach at North Carolina T, Vincent Brown. Good morning, Coach Brown. I hope all is well.
Everything's fine. How you doing?
I'm well. Before we look ahead at your game this week, another tough one for your team. You rallied from 24-10 down with 6:15 to go to tie, and then driving for the game-winning score and suffer a turnover there. But just give me your impressions on your team's performance in that game.
Yeah, I was, obviously very disappointed that the game ended the way it did, but I was so proud of our guys and the amount of grit and determination that they displayed going on the road against a very, very good opponent in Rhode Island and competing to the very end. I said to our guys late in the game, we couldn't write the script any better to be able to finally put together a drive and march down the field and win the game. And unfortunately, we turned the ball over and we said we made way too many mistakes at other points in the game to win it, but was proud of the effort anyway.
It's, I guess, the third straight week you guys have been right there, right on the cusp of being able to take home a victory. Again, you mentioned some of your comments to the team, but what's been the message as you enter week 12 here this week?
Yeah, that, what we're building and what we're doing is laying a foundation for sustained success in the conference. And, when we came in, it was like, look, we're going to be competitive right away. And we had our struggles earlier in the season. And as we found our footing offensively, we've gotten to a point where we've given ourselves a chance to win some of these games. And we've shot ourselves in the foot that we have enough to build on. And, just keep fighting, keep straining, and laying the foundation for what the future may hold for us.
Eli Brickhandler got the start for you at quarterback and really had a nice afternoon, 12 of 18 passing for 161 yards and a touchdown, and then also got it done on the ground with 88 yards and a touchdown. What did you like about the way he played?
Yeah, Eli came in and, he brought such moxie to the offense and to the entire team and got us really out of a couple of really bad situations, one converting on the third, and I think it was 23, scramble for a first down. It was an incredible pass that he threw to Jakari Caldwell over in the far right sideline to really get another third down. And so, very pleased with his performance going forward.
Got a question this morning from Kyle Kensing. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Coach. I wanted to ask about Kenji's play just here in the final month or so of the season. He's put together multiple games around 100 yards rushing, but also been such a great weapon in the receiving game. And how much of a cornerstone do you think he can provide sort of building in the year two, as you start to look ahead to the offseason?
Yeah, I think Kenji's a very talented young man. He's got a very, very good skill set that we can build around. But it's not just him. We got Shamik Blizzard, who hasn't played much, but got in a little bit Saturday and showed some explosiveness. And the thing that, we've shared with all of our guys, the importance of protecting the football and being fundamentally and technique sound in how you carry the ball. And I think we've seen here over the last month that if you're not consistent with the fundamentals, you're apt to turn the ball over. So, talent wise, sure, he's got a great skill set, but we got to get, those turnovers correct also.
Thank you.
Coach, switching over to the defensive side, Rhode Island came into the game with a pretty high powered passing attack with Kasim and those receivers that we talked about last Monday. You hold them to 137 yards through the air. Unfortunately, in the ground game and got you with McKenzie, but just talk about the kind of the strategy going into that game and how you felt you executed the game plan.
Yeah. We always go in with the mindset of how do we need to play the game to have a chance to win it. And it changes week to week. Rhode Island, very explosive passing game and a lot of big plays in the passing game. And they hit us early also, RPO for a touchdown. But we were, you know, our mindset was, hey, let's not let them create explosive plays. Now, we didn't want to give up 250 yards rushing either, but we didn't want them to, you know, produce a ton of points and not give ourselves a chance to be able to win it at the end. So I was pleased with our pass defense, but, you know, McKenzie, he was a load now, and we had way too many missed tackles for our liking on Saturday.
Want to look ahead to this week's game as Campbell comes in, another team with a high powered offense and a really talented quarterback. As you've sort of taken a look at them early on, give me your impressions on the Campbell.
Yeah, you know, they got big receivers that can go up and high point the ball. You know, Hodge is a very athletic. He's probably the most mobile quarterback we've seen thus far this season. He's got a good arm. They got speed in the backfield. They got a couple of giant tackles that, you know, can lean on you. So they'll present some challenges there. I think they're in the upper echelon in the conference and passing offense also. So, you know, they do a good job schematically of getting the ball into the hands of their playmakers. Defensively, they got some guys that are disruptive. And so we know it's going to be another challenging game, as just about every CAA game is.
Final home gaming senior day for your team. I know you had some guys, this is your first year at the program, but you had some guys that stuck around in that program to help in your transition and building that. What's this day going to mean for you with some of those guys?
Yeah, we want to make sure that, you know, the guys go out on a positive note. You know, it's been a very challenging season for all of us. And I know our kids have fought, they've strained, they've tried, you know, to do their absolute best. And we're going to do everything in our power to make sure that Saturday we give them a chance to go out on a winning note.
All right, Coach. Thanks so much for your time this morning and all season long. Really appreciate you doing this. And good luck on Saturday.
Yeah, thanks, Rob.
Thank you. Yep. Again, for media members on the line.